Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, prank time. This is an honor that I have never had of being a best man.
I've also never been maid of honor?
Never.
Mm-mm. I've been a part of the bridal party, but never got the big gig.
You see, two of my mates married for passports, so they live in the UK, so that happened at the registry office.
Didn't you also marry for a passport, Darren?
Hey, psst.
Valid questions.
Hey, lovely Portuguese wife, great passport to have.
Where do I live, Sibs? Where do I live?
With great access.
Don't question my patriotism.
Yeah.
I ain't going anywhere.
Where are you
going
to retire? In Cape Town?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
Why would I want to be anywhere else?
No, for sure.
You're not retiring in Hartenbosch.
No. Ramiz, have you ever been a best man?
No, I have not.
Really?
Vanna's a best lady, you ever?
Many, 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 many a times.
Producer Brad, a best man?
I was like half a best man, but he felt bad for his brother.
What does that
mean? The brother kind of, like, I was the best man, but he didn't want to, like, exclude his brother. So,
okay.
Yeah, so.
All the politics.
I wrote speeches and stuff, yeah. But yes and no.
Okay.
Mostly no.
Okay. Well, this is the email actually came in from the best man, and it was one of those ones that, you know, he sent it today, but only got to it 3 weeks later.
Right.
So he said, "Listen, can you just prank the groom?" So he said, you know, like, cancel the wedding venue. And so, and that's like bread and butter stuff. I've done lots of those.
Yeah.
So I read the email and I was like, he left the groom's number there. So I phoned the groom. I say, hey, listen, this is what your best man wants to do. He's already, you know, done the bachelor's and stuff, which, you know, the bachelor's, let's be honest, the bachelor's never for the groom. It's for the single mates wanting to see strippers.
Want to go a great party.
Yeah. It's a single night out for the friends.
Right? Let's be honest, the job of a groom or a maid of honor, it's a job.
It's an actual job.
It's a job.
Mammoth
so
task.
I'm low-key happy that I've never been asked to do that job.
Well, you know what? A maid of honor's job is worse than a best man. Best man just does the bachelor
parties.
Especially if you have a bridezilla on hand.
And that WhatsApp group. Of the whole retinue starts 2 years before the wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got you.
And the bride, the next 2 years, it's just about her.
I just want to say, I feel like it is all your friends who were brides.
Yes.
It's their loss that you weren't their maid of honor.
I would have failed. I would have quietly quit.
So I thought, okay, listen. So I phoned the groom. I said, listen, this is what your best dude wants to do. Let's turn it on him. Okay.
Smart. He never expected it.
No. So, let's go in. Your best man, Marco Schubert.
Yes.
He wants me to prank you.
Okay.
I thought, why don't we rather do a switcheroo and we prank him?
That sounds cool.
I was thinking something along the lines of, why don't we call him but saying, listen, dude, I think I want a new best man.
That sounds perfect.
Fantastic.
Because he's been seeing, like, he can't wait for the wedding. He's so excited. He counts down the days every day and sends it to me and stuff like that.
No.
I think he's more excited to get married than I am. He's English, but he's gonna notice when I speak English something fishy.
Okay, speak Afrikaans, yeah? The ball is in play.
Hello, Marcus speaking.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wat sê jy, Chama?
Hello.
Weary, ek wil nie gou gins vra nie, maar ek wil nie, jy moet kwaad wees my. Ek en Melissa het nou 'n baie groot fight gehad waar Anthony een van die best man is. Toe vra sy vir my of ek hom nie as 'n best man kan maak nie en of hy nie deel kan wees van alles nie, want hy is baie ontsteld oor alles. Terwyl ek het gou by jou hoor of sy dit kwaad wees.
Ja. Maar hoekom is issue nou iewers skielik?
Ek weet nie. Nou het Annerie vir my 'n SMS gestuur. Nou het ons so groot fight gehad, ek en Annerie ook, want ek het nou vir haar gesê dat ek maak nou vir Anthony ook 'n best man. Sy sê sy is my maar ek kan net een best man hê, want sy het net een maid of honor. Sy sê sy dan moet ek jou afhaal, want sy hou meer van Anthony. Oh, dis die f***. Ja, dank is jammer, kom aan. Maar ek verstaan, jy kom sy nou dien, 2 weke voor die trouwe, alles is gereel. Ek weet. Ek weet ook nie wat om vir te sê nie, maar soos ek sê, ek ken ook wat daarom al vir Anthony flip en lang, ek moes om eindelijk my best man gemaakt het. Oh, dis die f***. En jy is ok met hierdie hele ding. Hallo? Ja, maar hoe kan ek nie kwaad wees nie? Ek sit soveel moeite in alles, om alles te doen, en nou stamp iemand op voete, en dit moet net so gebeur. Oh nee, dit is f***. Hallo? Ja, ek hoor jou, maar ek dink dat die hele ding is f***. Ah, oh, die net, jy nie. Ek het soveel kak in my lewe op die oomblik, en dan alles gaan nie gebeur. Ek is erg jammer. Ik hoop ons kan nog paar goede vrienden wees.
Oh.
Hallo. Ja, ik zie het. Ik weet rechtig niet om wat ik vind. Ik weet rechtig. Wat moet ik zeggen? Moet ik zeggen of ik zelf... Ik kom hier naar de trouwens in. Wat moet ik zeggen? En ik heb jou nog gevraagd aan het begin. En is jij zeker jij wil hebben, ik moet best mijn best. Ik wil niet uit waar het nog tussen je familie en je andere vrienden niet. Want ik weet van je andere vrienden is misschien... closer met jou as met my. Dis hoekom ek gevra het. En ek het daai vraag vir jou gevra seker 6 keer. Ja. Ek kan nie hoor nie, praat harder. Jy moet bietjie luister. Ek weet nie eers of ons gaan trou het nie, want jy weet hoe jy sê dit gaan voel. Dis is a slap in the face. Dankie vir call, eintlik. Maar as jy die issue het, dan moet jy my net weer aan reply vir kilo met ander mense, want nou is ander mense wat ook trouwens toe opkom. Soos ek sê, dit voelt asof is een slap in die gezicht. Ek reel alles, ek doen baie moeite vir die bachelors. Ek maak seker die mense is daar, en nou is het... Oh. Ek sê jammer, slap in die face. Ja, maar sterk met alles. Dankie, Tjama.
Marco!
Yes.
Ek is die beste man.
I love you.
Oh, Jesus, my God.
Yes, it? Dude, we did a little switcheroo on you.
Oh, you guys are cool. I'm planning to go to the wedding and...
What were you going to do? Were you going to knock out?
Well, I phoned my wife just now and I said to her, listen, this is what's happening. So she says, well, then we're not going to the wedding. And Dean can give me the money back for the dress, and I'm not going anymore.
No. Valid.
Shame.
Come and fire me now in the 11th hour.
No. Yo, that arc is broken.
Yo.
Hey, wow.
The hurt.
They coupled heavy feelings. <Yes. laughs> Shame. That's just terrible.
Let me tell you something. If you are a best man or best lady,
mm-hmm.
you've got more chance of being friends with that person later on in life if you do not take up those roles.
Give them that gig, for sure.
Trust me on this.
Yeah.
There's very little chance of success for being friends. They kind of, like, just hate each other afterwards.
So sad.
It's just too stressful. It's too much pressure. And you actually don't end up just enjoying it. I was part of the bridal party and I felt like, oh, I get to enjoy the good bits.
You get to enjoy the
good bits of the wedding as opposed to when you...
All the stress
of the planning.
You were trying to catch a best man there, hey?
It's part and parcel of the package. Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, ladies. If your wife-to-be is not happy with your choice of best man. It is more than likely because she is fearing the bachelor's night. And she knows that oak is like a bit...
A bit dodge
and likes to do other things.
Well, surely you have that conversation ahead of her. I mean, I
is it a team
but there's the Man Council Pact. Okay, where were we on Saturday night? All right, we were driving go-karts at Canal Walk, weren't we?
Yeah. What we happens were. At the bachelor stays at the bachelor.
We were there, and then after that, we went and played putt-putt, the promenade here.
Awesome.
In Sea Point.
Mooly Point.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was no Mavericks.
No.
I'm also bored of that Mavericks theory. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
What's
Isn't
that?
There better things you guys can do?
No.